Listening Library presents Orphan of Destiny, Book 3 of the Youngest Templar, by Michael P. Spradlin. Read for you by Paul Baymer. Prologue. I am closer now, Sir Thomas. Wherever you are, I believe you watch over me. And if such a thing is true, then you know how far I've come. Though I cannot claim it was all my doing. My friends, Robard and Mariam, have remained steadfast, and in their own way they have carried the Grail as well. I know you ordered me to tell not a soul, but I could no longer let them risk their lives without knowing why. And I found, in their friendship and fierce loyalty, a much lighter step along a very perilous path. I am tired, more tired than I have ever been, so weary my bones ache at the very thought of moving. When we stood in the Knight's Hall, back in Acre, and you handed me this leather satchel which never leaves my side, you gave me no indication of how far I would travel. Back to England, yes, but a much longer journey for my soul. I have seen things, Sir Thomas. Death and pain, and love and joy. And more than once I have wanted to curse your name, to throw my arms to heaven and ask, why me? Who is this Tristan of St. Albans that made a knight of the temple believe he was ever capable of so grave a duty? I still carry your sword, sire.